Welcome in, time for KER Politics, thought-provoking views from leaders in the field. The views of our guests do not necessarily represent the views of either Corey or Big Al.
Now, time for KER Politics.
Hey, welcome in. Time for our second daily editorial. This one is really important. I know that all of our bloggers have already read this. I'm taking a chance that we have a larger audience that consists of more people than just the bloggers who I love. The article that I'm referring to is entitled CBS Declares Border Crisis Out of Control. Now it's hurting big cities. I'm going to read you just the first couple of sentences here. In a stunning turn of events, liberal cities like New York are finally feeling the consequences of their open borders policies. With just 500 illegal immigrants dropped off in the city, a new facility had to be opened to accommodate them. But this is just the tip of the iceberg compared to what American border towns are dealing with. Everything that we've been saying about the border crisis and everything else really needs to be emphasized at this point, because even CBS is now saying it's a problem. You know, if articles like this continue to be common, there is no way that the big man is going to get reelected. Jimmy, your comments.
Yeah, the big guy, 10%, that guy. Yeah, so it's been pretty hard to hide this stuff for a long time.
Right.
Because the numbers are just staggering.
No, they are, yes.
But again, this is part of a strategy. It's a Democratic strategy to increase the number of immigrants into the country. And it's not just Democrats. So who is the biggest lobbyist for more immigration, including illegal immigration, into the United States? Do you know who that is, Al?
No, I don't, Jim.
The U.S. Chamber of Commerce, typically considered somewhat conservative Republican, but not in this case, because they want cheap labor. Big corporation, global corporations want cheap labor. This administration is willing to do that. That's why they get money from these big corporations. The Democrats get money for it, and it meets their political goals by getting more voters into a district. Even if they aren't technically legal to vote, if you have a bigger population, that's where you can manipulate voter registration numbers. That's where you can get actually more ballots into the system. Oh, because the population is increased.
Right.
And of course, it puts more people dependent upon the government. And with more people dependent on the government, they are more willing to support idealists and ideologues and Democratic candidates that offer them free stuff.
Yeah. Well, I am embarrassed, as I said during our initial daily editorial, which I haven't even had time to post yet. I am embarrassed at the way the American leaders are leading the country. I'm damn embarrassed.
Well, the reason why they're leading it this way is because they've been allowed to lead it this way. And they're allowed to lead it this way because no one questions them. And who is absolutely the biggest support to the Democratic Party? Mainstream corporate media. So, you know, remember, all this came about in, 2018, 2019 with a big push for sanctuary cities.
Right.
We're going to have illegal immigrants are going to be able to come in here. And this was an attack on Trump because he was trying to stop the border influx. And he did a very good job in reducing the numbers and put in place, began building the wall. It was a hard fight to get that equipment and money with Congress because of exactly the arguments that I was talking about just a few moments ago.
Exactly.
The political, and this is hard for the Republicans, people, the Mitch McConnells, the Rhinos, the Mitt Romneys, that, coming from their big corporate supporters, to step away and say, hey, this just isn't good for the country. So you have this big push for sanctuary cities. They actually didn't realize what the cost would be with these people coming in, and they didn't realize the problem. So you have this, these incompetent elected officials in many of these cities that were appealing to a political ideology that are now suffering and facing the consequences for their actions.
Right.
And it's creating absolute, you know, destruction in their cities and violence and anger with the populations. So how does it stop? It stops when people say, you know what, I've been lied to by the political leaders that push these agendas, and I got to get them out. And it takes a long time. It takes really a generation for people to switch their ideologies that way.
Yeah. Well, I think a lot of interesting things are going to happen here in the next 6 months. Here's another very interesting story in that particular article, which I will post. The story is entitled ABC, CBS, NBC, Hant Can't Help Falling in Hate with Trump. Is the GOP campaign coverage in 2023 turn out to be a lot like 2015? Is Trump dominating the media? A new MRC Evening News study by Rich Noyes found that Trump's share of Republican media coverage is twice as big a share of the overall campaign as the last time the primary was open 8 years ago. There we go.
No one thought he was serious in 2015 and 2016.
And then the next,
Now we're seeing the ramifications of pushback, where people are saying, you know what, I don't trust, I don't believe. And as much as they try, I mean, there was an article just a little while ago talking about that. I had a glance on Microsoft Network News, and it basically lambast Trump as an authoritarian, but authoritarians don't deregulate. Authoritarians don't give opportunity. The unfortunate reality is, the level of like diversion, of mental twisting of information is incredible.
Yeah, listen to a couple of other things that I'd like you to elaborate on, because I'm going to post all of these articles on the web today. We talked about the first one. How about Nets skip revelations? Hunter's lawyers wanted Joe to testify in court.
Yeah, so when you look a little deeper into that story, basically the reason, one of the potential reasons why David Weiss, and this is speculation based on a threat, Clark, one of Hunter Biden's lawyers, sent him a letter and threatened to bring Joe Biden in to testify if he did charge him with the tax violations from the previous period when Biden was vice president.
Right.
According to the report, and I believe it's a New York Times report, Clark's team thought that would bring about a constitutional crisis and would intimidate David Weiss into not charging him. And of course, those issues were let expire past the statute of limitations. So what it's showing is a level of influence and fear over the Justice Department being abused basically by defense lawyers because of the Biden family. And once again, this is a level of corruption here is unprecedented in American history. There's no question.
Some of the articles that I'm going to be posting here are absolutely incredibly, I assume they're incredibly accurate, but they are going to shock some of our readers. There are a lot of them here, Jimmy. One is entitled "Help Us Combat Leftist Media Bias." Now, what I am curious about, Jim, is tell me about the MRC, Media Research Center.
Media Research Center is a conservative organization that reviews media and takes different pieces out of it. They do research on the number of, you know, stories that are run against conservatives and the ones that are run, you know, in support of leftist ideologies. Basically, it's a analysis of media and provides a lot of information out there for mostly for conservatives. It's equivalent to what David Brock started with Media Matters, which is the opposite, to attack. I mean, Media Matters was designed by David Brock, who's a former Republican, jumped on the Democratic train because he was found out that he was actually a gay guy, potentially a pedophile. I don't know if that's true or not. And but anyway, he started Media Matters to attack Fox News. And it worked because he had a tremendous amount of influence in universities and colleges, especially left-wing universities. They used a lot of the data that he provided. A lot of it was skewed and misinformation. And unfortunately, it's carried its weight. It didn't stop Fox News from becoming the biggest, you know, cable news network.
Right.
But he had a good, you know, good effort trying it.
Well, so we can say that the Media Research Center, and of course I'll Google it, is a very reputable organization, correct?
Oh, yeah, I mean, it depends on who you listen to, because today you don't know who's reputable and who's not.
Yeah, you really don't. That's right.
You've got to look at the information. You've got to judge it based on what you know and compare it with the opposite view. And if you don't do that, then you're just like everybody else, falling in like sheep. And,
Okay, Jim, thanks for doing this one. Let's see where we're at here, but I want to thank you for coming on and doing a second editorial with me. I think it's incredibly important, and I also want to say that I think we're seeing a break right now in what's going on, and I hope, pray to God, that I'm correct in that. By a break, I mean I think some of the media is going to join CBS and come out and say, you know, you're not covering this particular subject accurately.
I'm not going to bet on it, but let's see more of it.
Well, let's say a prayer today, okay?
You bet.
Thanks, Jimmy. Bye-bye.
Out here.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You are listening to KER Politics.